Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we're going to be in a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I learned something tonight, but a friend of mine told me that there was a meeting tonight with a group called We Stand on Guard for Thee. I learned something tonight, and this is a note for everybody in the Commonwealth, including the United States. Our Charter of Rights in Canada, did you know, has absolutely no power, and in fact was never passed into law, but we are under the Bill of Rights at the based from the United Kingdom, and that right now supersedes anything. So if you stand on the Charter of Rights, you're standing on absolutely nothing, zero. The Bill of Rights is where we need to really look at and investigate. So anybody in Canada, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, the motherland, in Motherland, or any other Commonwealth country, Caribbean, any of the countries there, any of them, you know, in Asia, if there's still any around there, you want to look up the Bill of Rights. That's what you want to look up. Not any charters, not anything else. You want to look up the Bill of Rights, because that is the law that's actually protecting us in Canada and in New Zealand, and in Australia, South Africa, and again, the motherland. The United States has a Bill of Rights, but it too, I think, would also, because they were incorporated back into the British Empire, they too would be under the same thing. So, you want to look at that. I was like so surprised, and there's all sorts of documentation, whatever, and the reason why they didn't bring it in, or they didn't enact it under law, so that we would be in a situation today where the parliament is lying to the general population. We got a bunch of bullshitters. We got Paul Revere coming to Windsor, and he's trying to push the digital coin. What an F-tard. That guy's a goof. But you know he's a part of the World Economic Forum, even though he's denying it. Who gives a fuck about a digital coin? We have already a monetary system in this country that's working fine. But if we go into a digital realm, I don't care what the world does. I could give a shit about that. We need to start focusing on Canada and what makes Canada tick and what keeps us free. The digitization of our currency enacts another form of slavery on us. There are a lot of Canadians that are effing lazy. I got to tell you, they are the most effing lazy, some of them, people on the planet. As long as something can be done for them and it doesn't inconvenience them, they'll go along with it without any second thought to the full repercussion of what their actions are. And a lot of people I've discovered more and more are completely oblivious to what's going around on them. All they know how to do is be a slave. If we are truly free people, free men, free women, then you're obligated to understand some of what gives you those rights and freedoms. Having a job, going to work, to make money, to pay taxes, to get into some kind of debt, all that does is keeps you in the form of slavery. And again, I get the fact that some of you work really hard and you get tired. I mean, I put in long days too, and I understand that. And there's so many things going on right now at one time. But this is a crucial, crucial time for Canada, the United States. You know, the United States will be there, probably the last one to really get to turn the page. We got some of the dumbest of the dumb running in political office today. But they're there because they are stupid. They aren't there because they're smart. They understand being in that position gives them all kinds of privileges and benefits otherwise they wouldn't have. For instance, Ford, during this catastrophic lie that they had perpetrated in Canada, has become from $3 million to about $55 million his monetary value. Imagine that, taking full advantage of people in this situation and time, and making money, and this is why they kept on perpetrating this bullshit. He was making money selling this fucking signs that he was selling. Now, if it was up to me, he'd be arrested. The money he had made would go back into Ontario, throughout the province, to reimburse those people, whatever they may get, to offset some of the losses that they lost under his administration, and the rest of the parliament with him. The rest of the council with him. They all made money here. They all got a kickback. They all made some kind of money. They took advantage of this. They're the ones passing the legislation. They were counting on everybody's ignorance. They were counting on the fact that most people were just believing what they were being told by hearsay rather than by investigation. And instead of facing the reality that you had a 99.678% survival rate if you caught this corona flu, they perpetrated a fiction of a dangerous, dangerous virus that could kill. Meanwhile, it was never identified. So they kept on playing the lie. Why would they play the lie the way they did? Because they were making money. And they were making money based on a lie. They were making money based on the fact that the general population, especially in Canada, this is where I live, were stupid. Effing stupid. They wouldn't look. They wouldn't investigate. They wouldn't challenge. I don't know what happened between my generation that grew up being taught to be rebellious and challenging everything, and the generations that preceded us. I mean, there are some people in the generations post my generation that are fighters and standing up, and I'm not ruling out everybody. But there are a lot that, again, they're just stupid. It astounds me, but again, it's not entirely their fault either that they're just stupid. They've been distracted with so much bullshit, and so many things have been going on, and they've been slamming things so fast that a lot of people, that all they ever knew was to work, pay off debts, pay off taxes, support families, and got caught up in that whole scenario, that now they don't understand what's really going on and that the rate is going on. So I did get that, you know. So when we're looking at the Bill of Rights, I have to look at it myself. I mean, I was sort of, and the woman that was holding the meeting had some links, and I'll have to go and find these links on the Canadian Bill of Rights. But everything that Tadpole is doing over there in Ottawa, and his little boyfriend there with the turban, everything that they're doing is illegal. Everything they are doing is illegal. And where is the Conservative Party? Oh, I know, they're sitting in the corner, you know, diddling themselves or doing whatever they're doing, or wanting to sell us digital currencies or talk about anything else but the fact that in Canada, Canadians are losing their rights and their privileges. I shouldn't say rights. Let me rephrase that, because if we're still under the charter, then it's basically whatever entitlements and privileges you have, they, under the charter, are going to take them away from you. And the reason why they didn't sign it into law is because the corruption in Parliament is so high, they were looking at pushing everything in Canada into some form of communism or a totalitarianism or an oligarchy. That's why that was never signed in. You know, and the premiers that did sign into it, again, it wasn't completed, so we really don't know what we have anymore. We don't have a charter to stand by. We need to understand, we need to look up the Bill of Rights. And this goes through the whole Commonwealth. Especially New Zealand, Australia, and South Africa. You really need to look at that. You really need to push that to the general population. Start looking under the Bill of Rights. It will probably be in some kind of writ that was, again, that came from the Mutterland, the UK. So look for it. Everybody needs to look for it. Even the police, when asked and confronted with the Bill of Rights, have no idea. And they have actually seen certain things, footages where they actually stood down. Because the person didn't stand on the charter, which gave you absolutely no protection whatsoever. None. It's a bullshit document. You know, what the Conservative Party brought in with Mulroney. I got to tell you, I'm flabbergasted that we really have no party in Canada that actually represents Canadians. Every party we got represents the World Economic Forum or lobbying groups. First thing we should do if we ever get this country back on its feet is disengage every fucking lobbying group that's attached to Canada, so that nobody can come here and tell us how to run our country. First thing, the United States has got the same problem. These lobbying groups will pay big money to the parliamentarians, the MPs, MPPs, and the Prime Minister. And you know what? Most of them are prostitutes anyway. So if you can pay, you can play. That's how it rolls. So like I said, you know, this is something that, again, a friend of mine told me to listen to. So I was listening to it for a good about hour or most. And that came out near the middle. And I had to cut it loose because I want to get the show done tonight. But it gave me something to look at, and I'll start looking for Bill of Rights. Because we need to recognize that they're doing what they're doing is because we are ignorant of our real rights. Not the privileges that the Charter gives us, but our real rights. And if... I know Galati was talking about the Constitution of Canada, which is another thing that we need to look at. And the Bill of Rights, he wasn't really standing on the Charter, and all of a sudden now he disappeared. Now some say he got sick, some say he got hit, something. And that may have happened, because he brought to the attention to Canada, nobody was paying attention, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Up until he said that, I never knew he really had a Constitution. I knew he had a Charter, and I didn't know he had a Bill of Rights until he brought that up as well. I just never took the time to look at it because I've been kind of preoccupied trying to get rid of, you know, robots and AI and God knows what else. So this is another thing that I have to spend time to divert myself to doing in order to be more aware of where we really stand. And we all need to understand this. You know, we all need to be on top of the game on this. Let them understand. And let us be on top. That's the way it should be. We pay them. They are not to enslave us. They are servants of the people. Okay, they are public servants, nothing more. Somehow, it has gone from public service to dictatorship. And how is it that these parliamentarians can give themselves raises when everybody in the country has lost their jobs or their businesses or their contracts because of the damage that the World Economic Forum did in this country using our representatives to do their dirty work? Now, I also found out tonight that a lot of police force did refuse to get involved with what they did in Ottawa, and so for sure it was some sort of UN contingency that did come in to abuse and violate the people there. And the judge has ruled in Canada that the government had overstepped its boundaries and that they were in violation. So we're going to see what is going to go on here. But there is a pushback, and I think it needs to gain momentum right across the country. So, like I said, everybody needs to start looking at the Bill of Rights and understanding it. Because when we go after them, we're going to go after them with the document that is the legal document. And forget the Charter, because it ain't going to do sweet bloody nothing. You know. They are already bringing in another virus, you know, that's coming, right? The BA1 and the BA2. Another bullshit virus. And you know what? This is the problem we have. Ignorance in Canada is a bliss. It's a bliss. People in this country have become so, so dumbed down by television, by their cell phone, by the radio and the music they listen to, by the entertainment that they go and watch, that they have absolutely lost the ability to be able to actually interpret what they read. They'll read something and still be afraid to admit or agree with what they've read, especially if it's 100% true. They're afraid that if they do this, that something's going to happen somewhere else. But yeah, something is going to happen somewhere. You're going to be free. You're not going to be bound to wear a diaper on your face. You're not going to be bound to have to put some sort of toxic solvent on your hands that could destroy your kidneys and your liver. You're not going to have to be worried about having something stuck up your nose where they leave a microchip or a nanochip inside your brain. You don't have to worry about taking an injection where it may alter your genetic code forever, killing you in the process. You know, you don't have to worry about spreading some pathogen that has been synthetically made through your body. But again, I digress. Nobody reads. And that's unfortunate that nobody reads. We are, yeah, or I shouldn't say nobody reads. They do read, but they don't know what they're reading. They don't know what they're reading. I had some kind of experiences in the last couple of days, and it made me aware that some people have been put in a position throughout the world, but I'm talking now, I'm referring to North America, where they have been put in a position where they were not comprehensive in what they learned. They learned just enough to turn a nut on a bolt. They learned just enough to say, yes, sir, no, sir, grab this, grab that, and that's it. That's all they know. Is what the New World Order has always wanted, to train people just smart enough to do the job, but dumb enough not to know anything else. And I don't know how to really reach a person like that at this point. I don't know what to say or do. Because a lot of things that now, where we're at today, and where they're at, they're actually 30 years behind in the way they think, in the way they talk. And so to express to them some of the things that are going on today, they just don't get it. I just realized they can't connect it. And I feel sorry for them because I don't know if they'll ever get caught up. You can give them what you can. You can do what you can. But the problem lies with their ability to comprehend. This is where we're at today. This is the murdering parliament, the murdering Congress, the murdering House of Representatives, the murdering Senate here in Canada, the MPs, the premiers. These are butchers over here. They are taking full advantage of people here that don't have the capacity to comprehend anything anymore. So as a result, they are now marching them into a death chamber. You know, they're marching them into a cookout where they're the meat. They're the main course. They're the sacrifice. It's amazing. Just amazing. You know, just amazing. I'm going to jump. Oh, man. There's so much today. I'm going to jump to the Disney Channel, Mr. Walt Disney, Mr. Pedophile, Mr. F-tard. I got a bunch of links there, and I'm going to talk now to parents. Those of you who are parents and not, you know, babysitters of your own children, parents. Everybody should be boycotting Disney. and everybody should be taking their televisions and throwing them out the door, as far as I'm concerned. The Disney Channel wants to start using all kinds of alternative sexual orientations. And they're now, you know, well, I'm going to get into another thing. I may as well get into it now. There was in the UK, the one school sent a child home. Yeah. Young girl was told to go see her dad and asked her dad about having a boner. They call it an erection, but let's call it a boner. He had a boner and his ejaculation, his, you know, releasing his load. I'm going to be very graphic here, so if you can't handle that, find yourself, you know, foo-foo channel. I want to make sure everybody gets this from top to bottom and in between. So anyway, this is what was in the UK. Even the MP was beside himself. He couldn't believe it. He said, I thought I heard everything. And I remember the other show I was talking about back in the day, back when I was, you know, younger and whatever, that if somebody had hurt a child back then, if the mothers got a hold of it, oh ho ho, it was it'd be lights out, big time, lights out. So it So now in today's time, the school is saying that this was just a curricular. What school tells a child, especially a young girl, 10-year-old girl, barely at puberty, doesn't have a clue about sex or boners or ejaculation or anything of that nature, probably hasn't even started her cycle, is going to go ask dad, can you tell me about your boner? Dad, can you tell me how it feels when you come? Can you tell me this, Dad? I mean, I seriously, this is how vile this is. And I'm making it sound that way so you get what I'm saying. Now, I'm going to play this, and some of you might think I'm exaggerating, so I'm going to give you the proof. So you understand, this is what's going on in the educational system. This is why I've often encouraged parents to keep your kids at home and homeschool. There's no business for a child 10 years old or younger to know anything about anything other than mathematics, science, biology, and whatever. And don't tell me this is biology. This is perversion. Total perversion. Hold on a second. I'm going to play this so you understand what I'm talking about. And if you got kids, if you got young girls and young boys, and this goes both ways, because I'm sure they're going to tell the boys, hey, why don't you go ask your mother about her vagina? And why don't you go ask your mother what an orgasm feels like? This will be next if it hasn't already started. Hold on. Let me play this for you. It's unbelievable.
I wish to raise a matter this afternoon for the attention of the Minister for Education, and I have to say it is not often in this job. I am absolutely shocked. I thought I'd seen everything. But this one is just beyond words. It is a note from a constituent who says, "Hi Bernie, this is a worksheet that my 10-year-old daughter brought home from school," and it includes a photo of the worksheet. "Part of her homework was to discuss with her father his erections and ejaculation. I find this very disturbing and sickening, as indeed do I have to say. I have complained to the school and was told it was just part of the curriculum. Can you advise who else I should make a complaint to?" Well, I could go on for days who she could complain to. "My daughter still plays with dolls and writes letters to the Tooth Fairy. There is no way any little girl should be told to ask these questions." Well, so say all of us. What the hell is going on in this state when 10-year-old girls are told to go home and talk to your father about his erections and about his ejaculations? What the hell is going on here? How the hell are we supposed to protect our kids when this sort of perversion is in our schools? This is what is being dished up to them on a daily basis in a primary school, not even a secondary school, a primary school. This is just unbelievable. It's staggering. I could not imagine the reaction. I have three daughters. I could not imagine the reaction of any of them if they were told to do that. They would be traumatized for life. I don't think they'd ever recover. I'm not sure I'd ever recover. This is just deplorable. This is just deplorable. And it seems to me, I wish to...
You can hear the tone in the voice of the parliamentarian there, how he was reiterating what I was saying regarding to the distortion that's going on in your educational system. This is why I always encourage people to stay home, keep your kids at home, educate them, like teach them really what they need to know. It's important that you understand that what we're dealing with today is vile, just vile. The Disney Channel is also encouraging perversion. Some may find that I'm a little bit extreme when I say the word perversion. And what I mean by perversion is real simple. If you have some form of sexuality that isn't considered heterosexual, it is a perversion. Now, the word perversion means that it's nothing, it's basically a distortion. By design, anatomically, we have male reproductive system and a female one. Now, some of you may say, well, I don't feel that way about the opposite sex. I get that. Or else you wouldn't be in that perversion. Some of you might get mad at me for using that terminology, but you don't understand. The reason why this perversion is going on is because it was programmed into our existence. We have been violated with genetically engineering by metalloestrogens being dropped from the sky, by xenoestrogens being pumped into the food supply and into the water table, by plastics and a whole host of other things that have created what's called an endocrine disrupting chemical. Biologically, you are built a certain way. And what winds up happening is the perpetrators of this assault, this is war. This is a form of warfare. What they show you on TV is the Disney Channel, the Disney cartoon version. They make you think that it's okay to have some kind of rosy posy whatever that they show you on television. That's not reality. That's another version of the distortion to reinforce what they've done to you biologically, so that it makes you feel like it's more acceptable. The act itself is not acceptable. The people that are been involved and been violated and have been victim of this assault are. There's a difference. There's a difference between somebody owning a gun and somebody killing somebody. I don't have a problem with the gun. I have a problem with the person that killed the other person, unless it was in self-defense. And I have no problem with that either. But when we're talking what we're talking here today, and the Disney Channel now has gone gung-ho blazes because they want to further pervert our system by forcing something to be accepted in our society or in our faith or in our ideology. Well, you're supposed to be tolerant. This is true. We are to be tolerant, not judgmental. This is true. But I am to judge what's wrong. I am to judge something that isn't right. Not to just accept any kind of shit that comes my way until I'm supposed to accept it because of my belief or my faith. And I always tell people when they try to throw that shit on me, are you of this faith? Do you understand this faith? Do you understand the nature of this faith? And if they say no, or they've never read it, or they've never been involved, or I know what it's all about. How do you know? Are you a believer? Are you someone that's accepted the truth? Are you someone that reads the biblical truths? Are you somebody that follows the biblical truths? And obviously you're taking one aspect of a biblical truth and distorting that as well. And this is where Christians need to take a stand here. Or anybody that's reading the Bible and trying to follow the biblical truths. You may not call yourself a Christian, you may call yourself a believer, you may call yourself a follower, whatever your title is. See, when people are being violated, and you have to understand, people who are in this alternative sexual assault on them and are being used by things like the World Economic Forum, by the Illuminatis, and by the Papacies, and by the Jesuits, and by the Zionists to further cause a weakening of the RNA and the DNA strands by causing a weakness in the male population. It makes it easier to conquer people when you don't have anybody with any strength. And when they're being violated this way, it's not the people I have a problem with. People I have a problem with are the ones that assaulted everybody on the planet. They're dropping shit from the sky. A lot of that's all metalloestrogens or endocrine disrupting chemicals. A lot of it's being dumped into the water, like fluoride, lithium, chloride, or chlorine. These are all endocrine disrupting chemicals. You know, this is biochemical warfare or biogenetic warfare. But nobody is recognizing this as that, because television, that weapon of programming and that weapon of hypnosis, has got everybody following at the and being perpetrated to accept that this is okay. Let me ask you all something. If your mom or dads were being assaulted by somebody, and would you stand there and allow that to happen? Most people would say no. Now, when we see people who have been violated genetically like this, it's not that we should be making fun of these people. We should be looking at these people and be alarmed. Be totally alarmed, because this is the fringe. This is the outer, this is the first wave of taking out people. Taking out people through their genetics, through their biology, through their endocrine system. That's what this really is. This is what this really boils down to. But we don't see it that way. We see the mirage, the mystification of this whole, they are different. They're not different. They've been violated. And now we're talking about a young girl going home to ask her father about his ejaculations and his hard-on. Are you kidding me? I wonder if they said the same thing to the boys. We want you to go talk to your mom and ask her about a vagina and how and what her orgasms are like. I mean, I wonder if they're doing that too. I would assume they are. Like I said, this is being done to corrupt even the family to the core. See, back in the old days, there was Sodom and Gomorrah and all those other places that had these weird practices in sexuality. You know, incest was a common theme. And this is why God wiped them out. The genetics was too far gone. There was no return. Poof, gone. And if that was allowed to continue, it would have poisoned everything around them, further causing more assault on the genetic codes of mankind. Today, it's going like crazy. And we need to recognize, even on a heterosexual level, like I said, we weren't really taught correctly about sex either and how the importance of protecting the DNA and the genetic code. Most of us experimented. Most of us said, hey, let's see what this does. You know, some didn't, some did. You know, I'm a scientist. I was one of those that did. You know, now I look back and think, what was I thinking? But that's, hindsight's always 20/20. When we're looking at these things today, we understand the nature of how they are corrupting everything through the media and how they're telling everybody to accept certain things. It's insanity. Here, like I said, I got about four links here about Disney, the satire, and a couple other links, and how they are going to change their format and not use the term he or she or man or woman. Like, again, clouding up the world. Even the prime minister of this country said, we're not going to say mankind, humankind. We're not humans. We need to get away from that terminology. We need to start referring to us as we are. If God said he made man after his own image, after his own likeness, then we are of the species of man or mankind. That includes women. Woman comes from man. That's what that means. So when we're looking at this stuff and we understand today again, it's an inversion. It's an assault and an attack. We need to recognize this and recognize it for what it is. This is another form of genetic biowarfare. What it is. You know, that's simple. It's what it is. You don't see it that way because we don't think correctly. Even when men and women look at sex, well, how do they look at it? They look at it purely from a physical perspective. You know, oh man, she looks hot. Woohoo! Look at that. If you put your finger on her, put a little water on it, she just will sizzle that hand. She's so hot. And the gal looks at the guy and says, oh man, look at the wallet he has. I mean, look at how good he looks. You know, and away you go. Without any thought to what's really going on there and what's really happening as far as an exchanging of genetic material and DNA. That's what binds the two as one. So when we're looking at what we should have been taught and how it should have been taught and when it should have been taught, I think sex education is way too young to be taught, even at puberty. I think if you didn't say anything, I think if it was done properly and you started educating people, again, if they had the mindset to be able to absorb the information at that age about the genetics and protecting the genetic code, and if parents were a little bit more straight with their children, my parents never talked to me about sex. I talked to my son about sex. I talked to my daughter about sex. I had that conversation with both of them. I'll tell you how that went. I watched Bill Cosby. He did a skit. Now, some of you may hate Bill Cosby because of the media bullshit, but I listened to him way back in the day, so I'm going to tell you how I got going. He had a neighbor who had a daughter that got pregnant at 13. She grew up. Parents raised her and her grandchildren, her granddaughter. So when her kid grew up, decided to go to UCLA. She lived in New York. She'd come home on the weekends, take care of the kid, whatever. But her mom and dad took care of their grandchild. So then at one point in time, the daughter took off to go down to South America to do some sort of charitable work. And so now in the meantime, the 13-year-old granddaughter now is pregnant and they're trying to find the mom. And Bill Cosby and his wife were just having a discussion about sex education the night before. So he was all for having his daughters getting some kind of protection. But his son, he thought, well, he's a boy. He's going to go out there and do his thing. She just gave him a whap on the head. So the next day after he heard that story, went to the drugstore, bought everything under the sun. He bought condoms, pills, gels, creams. He says he brought everybody, wear it, eat it, whatever. Told his son he had to wear a condom before he walked out the door, and he did. So I had the same idea. My son, being Mediterranean, Northern, being European-blooded, having my Mediterranean genetics, I said, okay, we're going to have a talk. So my son's rolling his eyes. We're going to talk about sex. Now he's really rolling his eyes. So I said, oh, no, not his eye rolling stuff. See, and I said to him, this is how I presented it. And I said, this is my daughter, too. I didn't pull no punches with her either. I said, I'm not going to tell you not to have sex, and I'm not going to tell you to have sex. But this is what I'm going to tell you. If you have sex and you pregnate somebody or you get pregnant, and they were 7 years old, 6 and 7 years old, that's when I started. I said, life as you know it will come to an end, period. Oh no, I'm not going to kill you, because if I kill you, that means I have to raise your child. No. You are going to go out there, you're going to shovel shit, you're going to circumcise elephants, you're going to work at McDonald's, you're going to flip burgers, you're going to drive, you're going to do whatever it takes to take care of that child. So you can bring the child here, I'll throw it up in the air, play with it, make it laugh, you know, play with it, you know, make them whatever. But when it's time to go home, you take that baby with you. And you're going to be up all night, walking the floor, and you're going to be breastfeeding and changing diapers and washing sheets. I made it sound horrific. Terrible. So the next year, I had a conversation with him again. So by the third year, my son and daughter said to me, Dad, we know it. If we have sex, something happens, life as we know it will come to an end. No, you won't kill us. And we'll be shoveling this and doing that and blah, blah, blah. And they had the message. I did that till right to their puberty. And to this very day, as far as I know, I'm not a granddad. And at that time, I didn't know about genetics either. But I was looking at baby having a baby ain't going to work. They can barely take care of themselves. And I was not going to be anchored down. I was getting close to becoming a free man. Another 6 or 7 years and I'm a free man. I can do whatever I want. My kids can do whatever they want. They're grown. I wasn't going to jeopardize that. See, I was thinking about me. Anyway. But that's the kind of conversations you need to have as parents. I mean, today you could be a little bit more sophisticated because now we know a lot more. I didn't know as much then as I know now. But you can explain to them the importance of keeping the genetic code clean, that you want to have kids that are going to be strong and healthy. You don't want them to be running around with somebody else's genetics that you may have shared with somebody else. You want to keep the bloodlines clean. And this is something we never got into that we should have got into. Growing up, I grew up under the sexual revolution. Everything went, you know, oh, if it feels good, do it. Oh, you know, pick a partner, away you go. That was the 60s thing that carried over into the 70s and 80s, you know. And it was the beginning of the end, literally. So I'm saying this because, again, now Disney wants to further propagate a perversion. Even back then, what they were doing, even on a heterosexual level, that was a perversion. That, too, was a form of genetic warfare to, again, convolute the genetic code. And they did it back then, too, in order to get aborted babies, because they knew young moms were not going to want babies, you know, because they got pregnant. So, and this is something, again, needs to be really, really, really explained. And if you're poor and you're living in a ghetto or a slum or some poor end of the city, the last thing you need is a child. Because you got to take care of that child. And living off the system is not the way to do it. You know, get yourself out of that jungle and then go and develop your life before you even think of something like that. And then really think in these times you want to bring a child into this shithole under these conditions. Something to consider. And again, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just giving you a perspective on how things are. When we're talking Disney, moms and dads, you need to boycott that shit, period. Your kids do not need to be distracted with some sort of MKUltra mind control program to make them believe and think that it's okay to be in some form of distortion or perversion. They need to focus their minds on God, King, and country in regarding to developing their minds, developing their bodies, and developing their soul, learning things that they're going to need in this life that's going to be pertinent for them to be able to live in this life, no matter how short it is. Considering what we're dealing with today, they don't need to be distracted with distractions of this nature, because that distraction leads to a permanent devastation. Very hard to come back from that. So these are the things that, again, Disney is part of the problem. Just like Zuckerberg's got that metaverse, that's all bullshit. These things should be boycotted. If the educational system that you're in is going to present this kind of horseshit, you need to pull your kids out of that school. If the whole public school system or the private school system is going to do this, homeschool them. They are, after all, your bloodline. Just something to present. And like I said, it's incredible where we're at today, but unfortunately, this is where we're at today. There's a lot here tonight, I found. I also put on here tonight more stuff on survival, because I'm always telling you not to eat grains, because grains have been genetically altered, have glyphosates, have nanotechnology, which loves the carbon, which loves all these things. Well, what I've done here tonight, I found a couple of places on the YouTube channel where actually you can make bread without any grain. I was really surprised. You can use just milk and egg, believe it or not, and some baking soda, and you can make a bread with that. So I thought, okay, I'm going to put some more ideas out here. So because we are heading into these times, and we got these dingbats that don't want you to eat meat, but you do need protein for regeneration. So if you have access to eggs, you have access to milk, you're good to go, including powdered milk, which I would encourage you all to start stockpiling. It doesn't go bad, you know, or whey protein powders. Again, they don't go bad either as long as they're sealed. So these are things that, again, you might want to look at for future survival. Most of these survival foods and companies have soy or other shit in there, silica or whatever. These are things you don't want. And the way I explain it is this. If you buy all the survival shit and it's got all these contaminants and excipients in the food, these are the things that cause cancer. And if we're in a situation where you can't get access to anything alternative, unless you know how to go out in the woods or in the forest or whatever to get what you, or to recognize what you need to heal those cancers, you're going to be done. Unless you have the supplements on hand, you're going to be done. So these, the reason why I'm saying get what you can get at this point in time is now you can get it and you can store it. And then you, and it's there. And then you can minimize the damage. And you can buy your own seeds, do your own indoor hydroponics, aquaponics, pot gardens, box gardens, whatever, to grow other things that you need. If you can get access to chickens at that time, ducks, anything that has, that can lay an egg. You know, if you get a hold of a goat, a sheep, anything that can produce milk to, that you can make cheese out of, or use any form of dairy. These are things, again, you may need to start focusing on. You know, it's important that you understand where we're at today. Everything's being distorted. Everything's being inverted. You know, we need to understand the importance of what we need to maintain or to rebuild our bodies. Protein is number one. Enzymes, proteins, and minerals are usually the big way to go. And then your fats. Carbs should be very little. Okay, and everyone's telling me about how we're carbon-based. So if we're carbon-based, why does sugar hurt us? That's, again, more stuff doesn't make sense. There's a video out there about 6G. I didn't put it out. Somebody else did. And it's interesting that after a year and a half about telling you about 6G, finally somebody else is now coming out with more validation about what I've been telling everybody about 6G. You may want to watch this. He's done a pretty good job on it, actually. You know, it's important that you understand that the nature of our illnesses are today that we are dealing with is through epigenetics. And the majority of people that are suffering today are usually being hit with some kind of directed energy weapon or something from the frequency nature that's causing problems. They actually show you a film where Elon Musk is walking. Now, whether it's video. As Elon Musk is walking, his cheek is getting hit with a frequency and it's impacted. And when you look at that, and you look at your faces, you may begin to realize you too have been hit by a 5-6G assault. When you go outside, if you're not wearing some kind of shielding or armor, you are going to get hit. The way it goes, that's how it works. Something that you need to understand. So anyway, watch this video. I think it's going to be extremely educational for anybody who watches it. It'll get you caught up, if you're not caught up already, on the whole 6G theme. And like I said, I've been harping about it for a long time. Again, more food contamination in Pepsi and Coke. They've been exposed. I forget now. I think, I forget what was in their food. Plastics, I think. Some kind of plastics or some other contaminants in Pepsi and Coke. Imagine that! Things go better with Coca-Cola. Remember that song? Things go better with Coke? Poison goes better with Coca-Cola. Because the acid will break it down faster. Then we got plastics now. They're going all the way to the Arctic. There's so much plastics dumped in the ocean and now it's going into the Arctic. Like I said, we're being hit on many different fronts. We're not being hit in regarding to cleaning up the mess. Okay, we're not being told that, or even not even using these materials. Everything that they're using, today, in regarding to everything, our transportation, we're going to be going to electric cars, using lithium batteries, lithium silica batteries, which are going to, again, basically cause a major pollution. They're saying that to make one of those batteries, they pollute about the equivalent of 8 years of pollution that gasoline does. Producing one battery. Where is the advantage here? I'm at a loss, really. And it's another one of these devices that they are creating that is really, really inept. Why doesn't this car, this electric car, have magnets spinning around a coil, charging these batteries, you know, by placing these coils around the wheels? As the wheel turns, it would keep those batteries at a certain consistency in the charge. You can even charge a capacitor bank, which can also bleed into a battery. Like I said, this is another system of complete redundancy that makes no sense. It's another oxymoron, really. Another means of controlling the general population with, again, a stupid idea. I think an electric car has merit if it's done right. This isn't being done right. This is being done, again, to create a major bleed. In 3 years, if you need to replace the battery, I think it's like $75,000 to $85,000 to replace the battery of these cars. Doesn't seem like it has much of a longevity, does it? You know, but that's the way it is. You know, that's the way it is. See where we're at today. Oh, the other thing about genetics, they are now taking the cells of animals like lions and tigers, and then from the cells are genetically engineering steaks and meat and different things. This is what they want you to eat. Something being made in a lab. What could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong here? What could they put into the genetic makeup of these animals while they are altering them, while they're expanding these cells to produce meat? What else are they programming these genetics to do with these proteins? Perhaps when you eat them each, you start producing a spike protein? Maybe they're adding an HIV protein in the meat. So when you eat the meat, now you're infected with some form of HIV, which opens up your DNA to be infected. This is another weapon against your biogenetics. This is another means of bioengineering your genetic code. See, first we were genetically modifying or genetically engineering the food in the field. Then we're feeding that genetically modified organism or genetically engineered food to the cattle. Everything has had some kind of violation. Some people tell me, well, I'm going to become a breatharian. I have never met a breatharian yet, that stayed that way. I know a woman that weighed about 250 pounds and she became a breatharian, but she was still drinking. She was still using some kind of food, like a crack or something, because of the sugar. But she basically what she was doing was going on a fast. She was sitting in front of the sun, looking at it, blah-dee-dee, blah-da-da. The one thing breatharians forget, all of them, is that what you're looking at above is not necessarily the sun. There's over 300 satellites up there that are solar satellites that they call the sun, which emit different ranges of frequency other than what the sun does. Which means that if you're feeding off of that photonic energy, you may actually be feeding off of a black light or dark matter. Think about what I'm saying. You may not be feeding off of what you think. Everything is an inversion here. Until you can prove otherwise, again, do your homework. Like I said, I've talked to many breatharians, and none of them seemed to last, and they all cheated. They all still kept eating. They weren't getting there. And when you see people telling you, well, they've been a breatharian for 20 years, I don't believe them. I don't believe any of them. I think they're all just out there to sell you a line of bullshit. That's what I think. I can see if you got some heavy-duty body mass on your body, you can go on a long-term fast, but like I said, they're all eating something. All of them. So when people say this to me, you know, I read about this, I either say either they're aliens or they're lying. You know, like I said, we don't know what's hanging above us at night or during the day. Here in Windsor, I'm at nighttime is when the sun comes up after 5 or 6 o'clock, but during the day we're overcast. Go figure that out. What timing, eh? Just enough light before the sun sets. But during the day you got nothing. Woo! Amazing, amazing, amazing. All right, I think I'm going to wind it down. I always say at the end of these shows, read the gospel. Read the gospel. The guy that was talking about the 6G, he was reiterating saying the same thing. And he made an interesting comment, and I wanted to share the two while we're talking about the subject matter of the Bible and biblical truths. He made a comment, and I had to agree with him. Anybody who is a believer, believing in biblical truths, believing in God, believing in Jesus, if you're not dealing with some kind of tribulation, then you're doing something wrong. The Bible says, Jesus said himself, if they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. If they crucify me, they're going to crucify you. You know. So, if you are in some form or fashion doing God's work, God's will, or you're doing something to benefit the kingdom in some way, you are going to find yourself in some kind of tribulation. That's to be expected. And that's indicating that you are on the right path. Or you're doing what you should be doing. You know, unless God changes your direction or unless you're doing something really wrong, you know. But he made a comment there, and I thought that's true, because anytime you are doing any, I mean, the Bible says he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. So if you are making a real effort to do the right thing, you are going to face opposition. And don't worry about that. That will pass. Just hold on, stand steadfast, just stand your ground, stand your ground. I always tell people, read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say. Don't let anybody bullshit you with religion, ideologies, philosophies, what they think they know about Jesus. Read it for yourself. If anybody is judging you because, you know, is this how a Christian is supposed to act? And ask them very politely, are you a Christian? Are you a believer? Do you believe in biblical truths? And if they say no to anything, then how would you know what a Christian is supposed to be like? Is that an MK Ultra programming spitting out of your mouth? Is that the devil talking through you? I mean, the devil did speak through Peter, right? Jesus said, get behind me, Satan, because of what he was saying. So, my point is this, if someone does make those comments, you hold your ground. And if they're not a believer, and they're just doing their own thing, then you know what? Fluff it off your back. That's just the devil trying to, convict you or make you feel like shit. Move forward. Move on. Alrighty. I always say read the Gospels, read the letters, read the book of Acts, you know, read the book of Revelations. That's the book you want to pay attention to. That's the playbook they're going by. That's the playbook they are going by. So read that too. And again, read it for yourself. Before you let anybody give you any kind of opinion, read it for you. Because there will be a lot of people want to offer you their opinion and what they think and how they think. Just to give you a little quickie. Jesus talks about a parable. He says, a sower went out to sow. This is for those of you just starting off. The sower went out to sow, and as he sowed some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and ate them right away. Some seeds fell on rocky soil, but they immediately sprung up, and they burnt real quick when the sun came and got here. I'm paraphrasing this. Others fell on thorns. When they grew up with the thorns choked them out. Others fell on good soil, 30, 60, and 100-fold. He has ears to hear, let him hear. Basically, what that's saying is, we hear the word of God, the devil will come along with some kind of spoof to spook you away from it. Your friends might mock you. You might be afraid you're going to lose your friends, this, that, or whatever. So before you have a chance to even get to know what you're reading, it's taken from you. Others, you know, you start reading, you're feeling good until the first hit comes, first tribulation, first test, first challenge to your faith comes, and then you fall apart. Hold your ground. Then there are others that grow up and get all caught up with all the cares of this life, and before you know it, that has basically burned out whatever aspect of your faith you have. Okay, and then others, you know, follow through. So again, this is for you, to encourage you, so that you start reading and you start trying to see where it goes and what it is and so forth and so on. You know, if you take whatever steps you take to further your evolution in that regard, then don't be alarmed when things happen. So again, read the Gospels. Up above, there are people there that are trying to help everybody. And again, I encourage you to, in any way, shape, or form, help them out financially or monetarily. If you can't, not a worry. Share the message instead. Share it. Because you never know, there may be other people out there that may need to hear what's being said. All righty. I always say at the end of these shows, you know, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So to the next segment, to your health. Take care.